You're listening to SBS News.
After 7 days of peace talks, the Yemeni foreign minister and Houthi lead negotiator shook hands to loud applause. The two parties had just announced their agreement to end fighting at the Hodeidah port. United Nations Secretary-General Antonio Guterres shared the news of the deal on the final day of the UN-brokered discussions in Sweden.
There is a ceasefire declared for the whole governorate Hodeidah in the agreement. And there will be, both from the city and the harbour, a withdrawal of all forces.
The Hodeidah port is a key entry point for food and aid imports to Yemen. Conflict in the Houthi-held port city has prevented access to vital resources, leaving the country with 14 million people on the brink of famine. If implemented as agreed, the ceasefire would mark a major turning point after 4 years of civil war. Mohamed Abdul Salam led the Houthi delegation at the peace talks. He says his side agreed to the ceasefire for the sake of the Yemeni people.
We have made very large concessions, and these concessions we made are for our Yemeni people because Hodeidah is the only remaining corridor to rescue Yemen from starvation, famine, and killing diseases, and the catastrophic events of the continued military actions.
Conflict in Yemen between Iran-linked Houthi rebels and the Saudi-backed Hadi government has triggered what the UN is calling the world's worst humanitarian crisis. The UN's Antonio Guterres says the Hodeidah ceasefire is the first step towards ending hostilities in Yemen.
In relation to other areas of the territory, there was not yet an agreement in relation to ceasefires. But that is why I said this is the beginning of a process. But it's a very meaningful beginning, because this was indeed the central question that were paralyzing all the possibilities of progress.
The two parties also agreed to a prisoner exchange involving more than 15,000 prisoners, as well as the delivery of aid to the Yemeni city of Taiz. A number of key issues, however, remain unresolved, including economic measures needed to spare the country from further famine. Yemeni Foreign Minister Khalid al-Yamani says the rebel party's stubbornness prevented an agreement on the issue from being reached.
The other thing that we regret not having agreed on or made positive steps towards, due to the other side's stubbornness, is the economy. We wanted to take steps that support the financial institutions and the central bank in Aden, but the other side stopped an important proposal regarding the people's livelihood. We are talking about paying salaries to civilians in the civil service according to rules set out in 2014. But the other side insists they want to control these resources and transform them to their own efforts.
Houthi negotiators in turn blamed the Yemeni government for their failure to reach a deal on the future of the airport in the capital Sana'a. The airport has been closed to commercial flights for almost 3 years. Houthi lead negotiator Mohamed Abdul Salam says his side is open to the United Nations playing a role in returning the airport to working order.
We are ready for the United Nations to have a logistical role in order to ensure that the airport is working efficiently. Unfortunately, the other side's proposal was for the flights to fly from Sana'a to Aden, a completely arbitrary decision, because the other side does not even exist in Aden, does not have security in Aden, does not control Aden Airport, and Aden's territory belongs to different parties.
The UN Secretary-General congratulated both parties and says a framework for political negotiations would be discussed at the next round of peace talks, scheduled for the end of January next year. Michelle Rimmer, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.